Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I am very pleased to welcome Peter Madej. He is the founder of Arctic Yachts. How are you?
Hi, hello. Thank you for having me here, and hello everyone who is listening. And it's super, super cool to be here and share a good moment with you.
Well, you know what? The reason you came across my radar is because I saw on social media you were advertising an expedition sailing virtual boat show. Now, before we get into that, I took a look at your website. And one of your main core values is respecting nature. And that really struck a chord with me. So tell me about Arctic Yachts, because that is actually your core business. Tell me how that came about and what type of dream you had with that.
You know, it is a project that has been an evolution of my sailing, you know, which has been happening over the past 15 years. So, you know, my sailing path have been taking have been very various. You know, it started from racing, it went through super yachts, it went through luxury travel charter and everything, and at the end it ended up in the expedition, and then. I kept going in that direction, and I still keep going in that direction. And I think the main thing that pulls me there is the connection with nature that I have, you know, sailing in the remote places, working with the film crews, with the photographers, which means being always as close as possible to the nature, you know, to the most spectacular moments that you can witness. So it is a direction, you know, which I have been going to since over 5 years. And naturally, you know, I try to shape it, you know, I try to shape it with to be able to surround myself with a good team, you know, of people that I like to work with, and to take part in the projects that excite me, and to fulfill my own dreams as well. But at the same time, it's not always about what I want, what are my dreams. It's a team effort. You know, we have at the moment 5 people in the team, and all of them are great sailors. All of them are super passionate about it, and we try to join together our forces and to make the best out of it. You know, to keep going in the direction that interests us most. And The Arctic Yachts is a pretty much a new phase to something that we have been, you know, doing and dreaming about for years, and it is fully oriented on the Arctic, 100%. It is fully oriented on connecting sailing to art, connecting our passions, and not only. We also, you know, we are in the filmmaking business, and films are always difficult to finance, you know, so in order to finance them, we come up with the different ideas, you know, how to find a budget for the things that we want to do, because they're very personal dreams. They are very ambitious, you know, as well, which means they are expensive. And so, you know, in order to finance it, we do our best, but always going in the same direction, and you know, getting always one step closer to sailing in the Arctic, and to be more connected with people that we met along the way, who became our friends, and reaching out to the new people that we haven't met yet. You know? There's always a lot of amazing stories, you know, to pick up from expedition sailing, and you know. As a filmmakers, we are always going after a good story.
And, so tell me, Peter, as far as filmmaking goes, Is it environmentally sort of centered filmmaking, or is it just any filmmaking that you are doing?
You know, no, it is always directed onto the nature. No, I'm not talented, you know, director or camera operator or photographer. You know, I'm here more acting as a producer. You know, to try to put these things together. And you know, my background, you know, being a captain, running a boat, running a team of people, dealing with the big budgets, and helps me a lot. You know, I have all the, I feel very comfortable with the production. Plus, obviously, you know, I studied it as well, you know, to understand how the business works. But our objective, our direction is nature and particularly the natural history, you know, the picture of the beautiful images of the wildlife and understanding their behavior. And you know, just to take the picture, you have to study this behavior, understand it better. And once you take it, you know, you might see things that have never been seen before, and then you know, and then people analyze it further and come up with the conclusions. So it's a kind of filmmaking that can easily convert to something else. You know, it's not only the it's not a cinematic film. You know, it's not necessarily a show. So our center is to go to the nature and to capture it and use our skills, because this is what we've been doing. This is what we are passionate about. But then at the same time, you know, we want to, it's all a beautiful story, you know, which we can convert onto attracting people to connect to this nature as well, you know. So it's a little bit of a combination, you know, the in between being with the nature and working with the natural history, which is our personal, which gives us the biggest satisfaction, and then as well converting it onto a story, you know, in a way of a behind the scenes, you know, a documentary form, very simple, that is, you know, it's not necessary. It's not necessarily. Sorry, we need to cut here. So it's the making of is more about telling the story of how these things happen. You know, the story of adventure, the story of people who take part in it. You know, the new relationships that are being built, and the relationships between people and nature, but as well between the participants, between the people. And things that we learn from it, you know, our ideas, what we can do to be closer to this place, to be more connected, to ideally to protect it, you know. So
let me ask you, somebody, I mean, right now, expedition yachting is a big thing. Now, if somebody is interested in going on an expedition, can they call you, and what do they learn when they go on an expedition with you to the Arctic?
Yes, absolutely. However, you know, we are a very small team. We are not a gigantic agency that can handle, you know, multiple clients. So we work with a couple of projects a year up in the Arctic. You know, the summer is short, so we spend 3 to 4 months. I mean, the longest expedition would last up to 8 months, but these days it's a bit shorter and it's more focused on the film. So we work with a professional film crews, you know, with the producers that work on the natural history. We work with cinematic filmmakers, mainly documentaries, and that's that is what kept us busy most of the time. But it's not all. We also connect with the private sector sometimes, with the owners of yachts that want to live an adventure. And, you know, we have quite a big local knowledge, you know, after all the time that we've spent here. So we are able to guide them to be, you know, in the right place at the right moment, you know, at the right time to experience those things. And in the same time, we are able to drive that experience in a certain way, you know, and in a way where we we're, when we are more respectful, you know, towards this Arctic nature that we try to chase, you know, that we try to connect, and to be more connected to the local population, to understand better the local cultures, which to me is absolutely fascinating. You know, there is nothing more interesting culturally than Greenland. It's absolutely incredible place and people, you know. And so we are able to share it, you know, with people that want to connect with it. And and so in a way we are you know, we are kind of a travel designers, but you know, not really you know, working on our aim is not to bring the highest luxury. Our aim is to bring the experience, and that experience is in line with the places that we experience. No,
you are definitely a very niche marketplace.
I think so. You know, there are not that many people looking for this kind of experience, but at the same time, there are quite a few, and the number keeps growing every year. You know, the conscious of people keeps growing every year, and they're looking for different experiences, and you know, and there is always different way you can travel, you know, and you might get tired of one way of doing it and try something different. And
well, is that why the expedition sailing virtual boat show came into play? Was that why? Because more and more people are taking a look at going into places untouched, unknown. There are many specialists in the world that, you know, scientists, explorers, etc., that do these types of expeditions. Is that why you put this show together?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that it's a huge number, but there is a quite big handful of of those people that have a beautiful projects. They have a beautiful dreams. They put a lot of heart. They put a lot of good energy, and you know, and they are totally worth supporting. You know, they are doing things. They are following the same path. We are very connected. We are very like-minded. You know, to them, and big part of them are friends. Some of them are friends of the friends, and some of them are people that we always knew, that are amazing, and we always wanted to get to know them better. So, but the driving force behind the expedition sailing virtual boat show was a pandemic. You know, I mean, we got stuck in at home for almost a year. You know, Arctic has been shut down; we couldn't sail. So, and at the same time, you know, it's been pulling us. So, we wanted to reconnect to those people. We wanted to keep building a place where we can form our ideas, you know, where we can connect with the others and reach wider audience through being connected together, and to share our ideas about how. Why do we do it, and how do we want to do it, and with whom, and where, to educate people a little bit about what is possible, what are the options, you know? And you know, not everybody is aware that the variety is so different. You know, some people just dream about going there, but have absolutely no idea, and you know, they will start from Google. And you know, they might end up first on the website of a big cruise ship company, or they might end up on our, you know, expedition boat show, and learn that there are so many different ways of doing it, and learn about the people that are behind it and what is driving them, you know, and their passion, you know, to the drive, and through that, figure out how do they want to make their travel, you know? If it is all about, you know, fast food experience, you know, just go there quickly for 1 hour, take a picture and run back home, you know, or if they want to experience something deeper, you know, if they want to, and if they want to do it in a responsible way as well. That's super important to us. And it's super important to all the participants that connected with us. So together we are able to shape that into something bigger, you know, and send a stronger message.
Well, I mean, I'm going to make sure underneath this interview to put both your website and the link to the virtual boat show underneath. But you have quite a few very impressive and well-educated people that know their stuff, that this is their passion. There's going to be a lot of information that people can glean from participating in this virtual boat show. You also have some amazing exhibitors, some great boats as well. There's a lot to offer in this show. It's not just a tiny little thing. You guys have put together a pretty comprehensive show.
I mean, the potential is much higher than what we managed to do. You know, we did what we could with, you know, with our own resources, with our own drive and passion. You know, we didn't try to make it too big, you know, bigger than we can do. We tried to do it as good as we could, and with a lot of limitations. You know, I mean, we are just a bunch of a small bunch of very passionate people. We know exactly what we are doing. We know what we want to say. We, you know, the passion, the drive, the idea is there. But, you know, at the same time, we are not a huge media corporation, you know, that is able to produce, you know, a huge event with all the fancy, you know, technology. We wanted to do it slowly, you know, step by step, naturally, you know, not necessarily you know, build a Rome in one day, but to give it a good direction and to give it to connect with people that have authentic passion and that have something important to say and that feel that they want to say it, you know, that they want to share their knowledge. So, you know, in the long run, it can certainly grow a lot more, you know, and at the same time, the start was, I think, as difficult as it gets when we couldn't travel, we couldn't meet any of those people, you know, and we were making a film material, you know, which means that we were not able to be there and to press the record button, you know. So in the same time, it worked out quite interestingly because, you know, all the footage that people send us is their own authentic footage. This is how they recorded themselves. This is how they want to be seen. So we are not showing them, you know, through the eyes of our camera. We are showing them through the eyes of their camera, you know? So it's actually quite a funny way of making films. It's definitely the most difficult way of making films because, you know, then, you know, when you work on the professionally created footage, you know, your opportunities are just so way bigger. But
I mean, the one nice thing about this, though, is that it's real. It's really real. It's not scripted. It's not, you know, there's not bits cut out to make it seem different than what it is. It is actual reality. And so when people tune in to see these clips and see this information, it's real stuff.
Exactly. And it's full of passion, full of beautiful stories, full of knowledge. You know, all of those people have experienced something big. And have really, really huge insights of being in the Arctic and working there, making art, making films, sailing, you know, and it's a quite big group. You know, we haven't limited ourselves only to boats and sailing. We wanted to reach out much farther than that, particularly to art and to culture, because there is a lot going on with art and with culture up in the Arctic. And it is very, very, very deeply connected to nature, and it's beautiful, and, you know, it drives us, and it can probably drive many more people. You know? So yeah, we wanted to go much farther than boats. You know?
Well, you know what? I am quite fascinated with this project. And, you know, that's probably part of the reason why I did reach out and I went a little bit further. I think what you're doing is amazing. Expedition yachting is the wave of the future. My fear, I think, when it first started becoming popular about a year ago, was that people would treat these untouched places that they wanted to see the same way they treat all the other places that they see on a regular basis. And what I like about your organization is that you're teaching people how to look after the areas in which they go and to be respectful of the environment.
I wouldn't say that I'm teaching. No, I think teaching is a big word. And I'm a young person. I'm just 36 years old. You know, who am I to teach others things? But I can definitely inspire them, and they can figure it out for themselves. You know, I can show them the different ways. And my job here is not to say that this is bad or this is good, or you know, that you shouldn't do that. You should be like me or like them. No, absolutely not. My job is here to let people figure it out by themselves, by positive inspiration. And if you go through all that content, there is very, very little negativity in it. It's all positive. It's all focus on saying a good story and good examples and good ideas and positive message, you know. So I don't want, you know, there are things that I don't like, but I'm not a hateful person. You know, if I want to change it, it's not going to happen through yelling that this is so bad. You know, I want to change it through positive inspiration, by showing, you know, that there is other ways of doing it. And if someone will figure that out, I will be more than happy. And at some point, you know, it's a big place, but it's not that big either. You know, at some point we're gonna meet somewhere at the anchorage, and you know, we might be one of the three boats within the next within the radius of a few thousand miles, and we want to. It's always nice if you encounter people that are doing things in a similar way, that are like-minded, that are respectful and considerate for about the things that they're doing, you know. And you know, obviously, you know, it won't reach everyone. You know, there will be always someone that will come with a totally different ideas, but you know, the success here is measured, you know, in a very small steps. Yeah. And it's through these small steps that we can build something bigger. You know? So it's not about changing, you know, the planet, changing the world, or saving the Arctic. It's about feeling more connected to it, you know, taking time to understand it better before you go there, and taking time to think about how do you want to do it. You know, like what's good gonna come out of it, or if it's only the footprint that you're gonna leave, you know, and how you're gonna offset it, how you're gonna compensate for all the damage you do by going there, because we all leave the traces, you know, as anyone else. So it's you know, and you cannot travel without leaving a footprint. No, it's always there. But the question is, you know, can we do something to offset it somehow, to make it lower, to make it better? Can we connect our sailing, our travel to a good cause, to support, you know, support the science project that might bring some, you know, very, very important research that you know, everybody needs? Or, you know, can we connect to local population that, you know, can benefit from us being there, you know? Or so, yeah, there is a lot to think about before you plan your trip to the Arctic. And you know, our job here is just to let people, their imagination work, and let them figure it out for themselves.
Well, Peter, you know what? I encourage everybody to tune in and head over to the website for the Expedition Sailing Virtual Boat Show. Check that out. As well, as I mentioned earlier, we'll make sure to put your website, Arctic Yachts, up underneath this interview as well. I wish you you know, all the success with this boat show. And I know the next segment is coming up in 17 days and counting. There is a counter on that site. So I will be tuning in for that. And yeah, let's catch up again in the near future and see how things are going. And maybe we can, you know, be caught up every 6 months or so and see what fantastic things you've filmed in the previous 6 months.
Yes, thank you. You know, our plans are, you know, despite all the madness that is going on with all the restrictions, our plans are super busy. You know, we are the more difficult it gets, the more creative we get. So we just keep going, with, you know, not looking back, not worried about all the obstacles. We always, you know, the one thing that's very important, there is no obstacle that cannot be sailed around. So, you know, we just try to do our best and keep developing this idea further. And yeah, hopefully the summer will work out for not only for us, but for everyone else. This is fingers crossed that we will be able to enjoy a little bit more freedom sooner or later. And that this freedom is gonna bring us, to closer to our dreams, and at the same time we can use this moment to contemplate how we're gonna do it. You know, we all know that nothing is gonna go back to normal. The normal doesn't exist anymore. That has been wiped out from the face of this planet. So there is something new, and we have to figure it out. And I wish to everyone best of luck in figuring out, you know, how they are going to continue with it. So thank you very much. And yeah, and best of luck to you and to everyone who have been listening. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to Peter. He is a founder of Arctic Yachts. He is also instrumental in creating the Expedition Sailing virtual boat show. We do encourage you to head on over and check it out. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune in again for another episode.